I live alone in a somewhat busy neighborhood. This happened about a year ago. It was the winter time, and I live in a climate that typically gets a lot of snow. Not only was there already some snow on the ground, but it was also very cold. One night, I was at home by myself when it started to snow a lot. I had heard about a large snowstorm that was supposed to hit the area, so I had no intentions of going anywhere. Luckily for me, I was working at home for the next several days. Pretty soon, the snow really started to come down. I looked out my window occasionally to see more snow each time. It was very heavy snowfall as well. Soon it was nighttime, and I was really glad that I didn't have to be anywhere. Occasionally, a snowplow would drive down my street, but other than that, it was very quiet. At probably like 7 p.m., suddenly there was a knock at my front door. I found this to be pretty odd. I walked over and looked out of the window. A young woman was standing there. I didn't see a car or anything, so I didn't know where she had come from. But at my house, from my front windows, I don't have a very good view of the street or even my driveway. I didn't know who she was, and she wasn't really dressed for the weather. She just had pants and a sweatshirt on and appeared to be in her early 20s. I opened the door and asked her what she was doing out in this snowstorm. The woman asked me if she could come inside my house to warm up. Her story was that her ex-boyfriend kicked her out of his car and then drove off, or something like that. I asked her if there was anybody that could come and pick her up or something. She said that she had just called her mom, and she was going to come. I didn't really like the idea of somebody who I didn't know coming inside of my house. For some reason, I felt like it was a bad idea. But I did feel bad for her with it being a snowstorm and everything, so I allowed her to come inside. I told her she could wait right inside the door. When you enter the front door at my house, it's kind of between the living room and dining room. The front door is on the left side of the house. The living room is to the right, and the dining room is straight ahead. After the woman entered, she made a beeline walking straight into the dining room. I was really confused, but I didn't say anything. I just watched her. She kind of said something quietly, like, "Sorry, one second." Then she walked all the way to the back of the house and was going out of my sight. I started to walk closer to her to see what she was doing. As soon as I looked around the corner and saw her again, she was at the back door of my house and opening it up. My first thought was wondering why she was going back outside if she wanted to come inside so badly. But that thought was interrupted when I saw the door open and two men suddenly walked right inside of it. I couldn't believe it. At that point, for me, my instincts just kicked in. I instantly turned and ran the opposite direction. I ran towards my hallway where my bedroom and bathroom was. I heard multiple footsteps coming after me, but they were still a ways back. After I got inside my bathroom, I closed the door and locked it. But just seconds later, somebody tried opening the door. There were multiple people outside of my bathroom now. Nobody said anything though, including me. After the door wouldn't open, there were a few loud bangs on it. I got out my phone to call the police, but did not feel safe staying in the bathroom. So right after dialing 911, before I spoke to the operator or anything, I tried opening my window as quickly as I could. I probably did it in record time, and then I jumped out of my bathroom window and landed on a bush that was covered in snow. Then I ran through the deep snow in my yard and fell several times trying to run fast. I made it back to my feet quickly though, and eventually I got around my house and to the street. I just kept running until I made it as far away from my house as I could. Then I was finally able to talk with the 911 operator. I said everything that happened, and after that I walked down my street far away and waited until the police arrived. I didn't have a coat on or anything, but the crazy part is that I wasn't even cold at all. My adrenaline was going too much. When the police got there, the woman and the two men had taken off. I got back to my house to find it a mess. There was stuff all over the floor and a few things were stolen. It could have been much worse though, as I saw they didn't go in every room. They probably realized after I got away that they would have limited time before the police got there. I feel very lucky that I made it out safely. I'm not sure what those people would have done if I had stayed. Would they have tried to hurt me? I hope not, but I will never know. Since that happened, I don't answer my door to anybody that I don't already know. I also have installed a Ring doorbell, which would have been nice to have at the time of the incident. I'm hoping nothing like that ever happens again. This happened back when I was a teenager. I think I was 14 years old, and probably a freshman in high school. It was the winter time, and sometime in the early evening. The sun had set, and it was dark out. we were getting a large snowstorm, and I was sent outside by my mom to shovel the driveway. She was cooking and said that food would be ready when I got inside. It was kind of my job to shovel the driveway, and I didn't really mind it. When it was snowing this badly, though, it could be tough. We had a pretty long and straight driveway, and I needed to shovel it now, even though it was still snowing. That way, the next morning, instead of having like a foot of snow to shovel, there would be less, and it would be faster and easier. I went as quickly as I could, and things were going pretty well. Our neighborhood was generally pretty quiet, and not that many neighbors were outside or anything. We also lived on a cul-de-sac with only about 10 houses on it total, so I pretty much knew all the neighbors and their cars and stuff. When I had reached near the end of the driveway and was shoveling the last section, I heard a car coming onto the street. It entered our street and then came around the corner, going very slowly. It was a larger and older-looking black SUV. It looked to be a Chevy Suburban. I had never seen it before and wondered whose it was. It slowly drove past me as I shoveled and then went to the loop of the cul-de-sac. It went around there and then started to come back down the street. At that point, I guessed that it was somebody who was on the wrong street. They were probably just going to go back around, but they were going extremely slow. Then they started to slow down in front of our driveway, and it kind of creeped me out a little bit. They moved past though, but then pulled over on the side of the street right in front of our house. It was only about 50 feet away from me. I wondered who on earth it could be. In fact, I wanted to just run back inside of my house right then and there, but I figured that would be weird and decided to just keep shoveling. The car sat there with the engine running and nobody got out of it. I glanced, but I couldn't see who was inside at all. It was not a good angle to see the driver, plus it was dark out and the windows were tinted. I shoveled, trying to hurry up and finish so I wouldn't have to be creeped out by this strange vehicle. The SUV then shut off, but nobody got out. After probably 2 or 3 minutes of the SUV just sitting there, the door finally opened. I was now almost at the complete end of the driveway. I saw a man get out of the car, and then he began walking over to me. He was kind of tall and thin and wore a black jacket and jeans. He also wore a winter hat and had sort of long hair. When I saw that he was walking straight for me, I really wanted to just get out of there. I told myself not to though, and I shouldn't be afraid of people. The guy walked right up to me and said hi. I said hi to him and was really nervous. The guy asked me if I wanted some help shoveling and said that he could help me. I told him no thanks and that I was just about done. He then asked me if I lived there and I said yes. He just stood there for a few moments as I finished up the shoveling. Then he said something that really creeped me out. The guy asked me if I wanted a ride anywhere. I asked him why. He said, "I could take you anywhere you want to go right now if you want." I was really confused by this. I said no to the man and that I was supposed to go inside now. I started to walk away. The guy stood there and watched me as I started heading back. When I made it about halfway up the driveway, I heard him walking back to his car. It was a relief. When I made it back inside, I told my parents about the guy. We looked out the window, but he was gone now. This was one of the stranger things that had ever happened to me. But that night, I stayed up kind of late. It was probably like 10 p.m., and I looked out of my window and noticed that the SUV was back. I really couldn't believe it. I kept my eyes on it and could see that the engine was running. The same man was probably inside, and I was hoping that he wouldn't get out. I really just couldn't believe that he had come back. He was parked in the exact same place as before. Then, after about a minute, the truck drove away. I went and told my parents. My dad went outside, but the man was long gone by then. After that night, I never saw the truck or the man after that. The story still gives me the creeps when I think back to it, though. I don't know why the guy came down our street or what he was doing. I'm really glad that he didn't try to make me go with him or something. Looking back, I probably should have gone inside as soon as I saw the car parking in front of our yard. This is something really bizarre that happened to me last winter. I live by myself in a smaller, one-story home. The neighborhood that I live in is somewhat typical. However, I know most of the nearby neighbors pretty well and get along with all of them. Last winter, we got a pretty bad snowstorm at one point. It was over a weekend, and it started one night at roughly 5 o'clock. The snow was supposed to last until early the next morning, and we were going to get several inches of it. Everything was normal other than the snowstorm, and I went to bed at about 11 p.m., and then woke up the next morning at probably like 7:30 or 8. My bedroom is at the front side of the house, and as soon as I sat up and looked out of the window, something shocked me. There was a snowman that was built and looking right into my bedroom window. The snowman was very well done and had eyes and a mouth made from buttons. It was probably about 5 feet away from my window. It spooked me at first until I realized what it was. But then, I wondered how it got there. I certainly hadn't made it. It had to have been my next-door neighbor's kids. My next-door neighbors were a husband and wife who had kids in their early teens and middle school ages. They were the only kids in the immediate area of the neighborhood. Still, it seemed kind of unlike them to do that. Why wouldn't they just build it in their own yard? Plus, they were usually well-behaved, and I didn't think that they would even go into my yard without permission. I went outside to snowplow my driveway. When I got out there, I saw my next-door neighbor. His name is Todd, and he was already out using his snowblower. I walked over to him at the end of the driveway and waved. He stopped his snowblower and said that I had a nice snowman in the front yard. I told him that I didn't know how it got there and asked him if his kids had made it. He said no. He told me he had been inside with his kids watching a movie the night before. He assumed that I had made the snowman. We just joked about it after that, though. It was a pretty funny thing, but also a little bit strange. After that, I finished clearing my driveway and went back inside. The temperatures that we were having were in the high 20s all the way up to the mid-30s. This created good snowball or snowman snow. Fast forward to the next morning, I woke up and then went into the kitchen. The kitchen is at the back side of my house, and there's a window out to the backyard. When I looked out of it, there was another snowman. It hadn't been there the day before, and it was facing the back window, looking right at me just a few feet away. Somebody had made another one. This one, like the first, was very well made, but unlike the other one, it had some different props. Instead of just having a face made out of buttons, it had a gardening shovel used as its hand, and it was made to look like it was holding a pitchfork. I realized that the shovel and pitchfork had come from my garage. I went outside and then went to the garage. The back door was left open. Nobody was inside of it, though. I was really creeped out now. Somebody was going into my yard in the middle of the night and making snowmen. This time, they had entered my garage. I had left the door unlocked by accident, and I made sure to lock it. When whoever it was made a snowman in the front yard, I thought it was funny. But now that it was in the backyard, and they went inside of my garage without permission, this was too far. Still, I had no idea who was doing it. At night, I never heard or saw anything. That night, I even looked out of the windows multiple times before going to bed. I didn't see anybody, though. The next morning when I got up, both of the snowmen were destroyed. They were just gone and nowhere to be seen. Somebody had tore them down. I was really weirded out by the whole situation. After that, there were no more strange occurrences, though. No more snowmen and no more strange things happening. I still wonder to this day who did that. This story happened years ago when I was still in high school. During that time, I was pretty busy. I went to school 5 days a week and then worked a part-time job at a nearby restaurant. One time in the winter, I had heard all week that a big snowstorm was coming. It was supposed to hit in the afternoon, and this was not good because I had to work after school until 8 p.m. Luckily, though, the snow held up a bit. It started just towards the end of my shift, and as I was driving home, it started to intensify. I was able to make it home safely, though, and then it really started coming down. After I made it home, I did some homework and then went into my bedroom to play video games. It was a Friday night, so I had no school the next day. I also didn't have to work. My parents went to bed at probably like 10 or 11, but I wasn't planning on going to bed for a while. My bedroom was on the front side of the house and across and down the hallway a little bit from my parents. Usually, I had my windows covered, but on this night, I left the cover half open. I enjoyed seeing the snowfall and found it to be relaxing. So, I was there having a great time, just gaming in my room during a snowstorm, when something really strange happened. Something out of the window caught my eye, so I glanced out to see. What I saw was a man walking down the sidewalk in front of our house. He was pretty far away, but I didn't recognize him. I knew most of our neighbors, and I wondered what this guy was doing out walking at almost midnight in the middle of a blizzard. I kept my eye on him as he continued to walk down the sidewalk. But then he turned and began walking into our front yard. I thought this was really strange, and I paused my game to see what the man would do. He then walked right into our front yard, and then cut through the grass and went towards our front step. My heart started racing when I saw this. I was still trying to figure out what exactly was going on. He was now out of my sight, though, so I carefully and quietly left my bedroom. I went down the hallway and then stopped at the end of it. I looked around the corner carefully. We had a large front window that had a shade over it, but you could still basically see people on the other side, or at least you could see their shadows. I didn't want him to see mine. He was standing at the front step, I could tell. I was expecting him to knock on the door or ring the doorbell any second, but he didn't. He was just standing there in silence. This went on for probably a minute or two. Then the man started walking away. He was going back through the yard, and then he stopped at the window. I jumped back when I saw this. The man was standing right next to the living room window, and possibly trying to look in. I really couldn't tell, though. I quietly went back into my bedroom down the hallway. When I got in, I was listening closely if I could hear anything. After a few moments, I looked out of my window towards where the man had been before. He was gone now. I left my bedroom and went to the end of the hallway and looked out. I didn't see the man out the front window. He wasn't at the front step either. I was wondering where he had gone and hoping that he had left. I then went to each and every window and looked out all of them. Most of them were fine until I got to the back of the house. Before I looked outside the kitchen window, which looked out to the backyard, I saw the guy. I jumped back, and I didn't think that he saw me. He was now standing on the back patio, a few feet away from the back door. I ran back to my bedroom, terrified. When I got there, I was debating what to do. Should I call the police, wake up my parents, or just hide in my room and hope that the man would leave? Then, about a minute later, as my mind was still racing and thinking of what to do, I heard a knock at the front door. I went back out into the hallway and looked. The guy was now back on the front step. I was definitely not going to answer the door. The man did not knock again, though. He stood there for several more minutes and then just turned and walked away. He left the front step, this time walking straight back. I went back to my bedroom and watched the guy walk back to the sidewalk and then out of sight. I still had no clue as to what he had been doing. I stayed up that night until after 2 o'clock in the morning. The man didn't return. Eventually, I fell asleep, and the next morning, everything was fine. I told my parents about it, but they figured it was just a drunk neighbor or something. Maybe it was, but I know that was the most creeped out I've ever been. I still remember how scary it was to see him outside of our house. Luckily, he never came back.